In today's gospel reading, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." If you were to ask 100 people the meaning of peace, you would probably get 100 different answers. However, there are only two kinds of peace: the world's peace and God's peace. Let's look at the world's peace first. When we think of peace, we most often think in negative terms. We think of peace as the absence of something that troubles us in this world. When we pray for peace, we're usually asking God to take away our troubles, asking God to give us tranquility, quietness, and harmony, to eliminate violence and war and oppressiveness. Now, don't get me wrong. As Christians, it's our duty to always pray and work towards bringing these things to all people. To give an example of world peace, I'll share a story with you. Human beings are not that much different than little canaries. Tweety was a beautiful canary who would sit peacefully on his perch in his birdcage, singing all day long. One day, the lady of the house decided to clean his cage with a vacuum cleaner. Uh-oh. She removed the attachment from the end of the hose and stuck it in the cage. The phone rang. She turned to pick it up. She barely said hello when, swoop, Tweety got sucked in. The lady gasped, put down the phone, turned off the vacuum, and opened the bag. There was Tweety, still alive, but severely stunned. Since the bird was covered with dust and dirt, she grabbed him and she raced to the bathroom. She turned on the faucet and held Tweety under the running water. Tweety was washed up. Then, realizing that Tweety was soaked and suffering and shivering, she did what any compassionate bird owner would do. She reached for the hairdryer and blasted him with hot air. Tweety was blown over. Poor Tweety never knew what hit him. For a couple of weeks after that incident, Tweety didn't sing very much. For the most part, he just sat on his perch with his head down and was very quiet. He was stressed out. He had bird stress. Depression, anxiety, and certainly lack of peace in his little life. Now, people in our world react the same way as Tweety when bad things happen to us. We become stressed out, depressed, suffer anxiety, and our peace is gone. But Christ's peace is not like the world's peace. The world's approach to peace is avoidance of trouble and a refusal to face unpleasant things. The peace of Christ is more than the absence of trouble. It includes everything which makes for our highest good. Jesus offers peace which conquers fears and anxieties. Nothing can take us from the peace and joy of Jesus Christ. No sorrow, no grief, no danger, no suffering could make it less. How can we attain the peace which the Lord Jesus offers his followers? Through the gift and the work of the Holy Spirit offers us. He draws within us. The Lord Jesus shows us how to yield our passions of anger, fear, pride to him, so we can receive his gift of peace. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness and strengthens us with his gifts and supernatural virtues, which enable us to live as wise and holy disciples of Christ. Caesarius of Arles, in about 500 AD, he was an early church bishop in Gaul who was noted for his godly wisdom in preaching and scripture. He linked peace with the character of Christ and the Christ-like virtues which help us to grow as disciples of him. Caesarius describes some of the key character traits, those virtues which form us into true people of peace. He said, "Peace indeed is serenity of mind, tranquility of soul, simplicity of heart, the bond of love, the fellowship of charity. It removes hatred, settles wars, restrains wrath, tramples on pride, loves the humble, pacifies the discordant, and makes enemies agree. For it is pleasing to everyone. Peace does not seek what belongs to another or consider anything as its own. It teaches people to love because it does not know how to get angry or extol itself or become inflated with pride. The peace of Christ is meek and humble to everyone, possessing rest and tranquility within itself. When the peace of Christ is exercised by a Christian, it's brought to perfection by Christ. If anyone loves it, he will be an heir of God, while anyone who despises it rebels against Christ. When our Lord Jesus was returning to the Father, he left his peace to his followers as their inherited good, teaching them and saying, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you." Anyone who has received this peace should keep it, and one who has destroyed it should seek it. For if anyone is not found with it, he will be disinherited by the Father and deprived of his inheritance. Yes, there are times when life stresses us out, yet in the midst of what the world offers, we can have the peace of Christ. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. With the peace of Christ, we will not be sucked in, washed up, or blown over.